from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. And on iTunes, on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora is the easiest way for you to get it. Go to iTunes, search free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I want to thank everyone listening, however you're listening, to this National Signing Day Timeless Special for 2016. It's kind of like a time capsule. You hear this story, and this story will ring true and stay true and mean a lot to the players, I'm sure, when they look back on these opportunities that they had and where they chose and then how it looks a few years later. Devin Butler's here with me in this special, a safety from Frederick Douglass High School in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, who has officially become orange by sending in his national letter of intent and telling Syracuse that that verbal commitment on January 24th rang true when he signed on the dotted line. Devin, how you doing today?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Devin. And first and foremost, you and I talked a little bit off the air about Maryland. So tell me about Maryland a little bit, what you like, what you're ready to kind of see other things about. I mean, what do you think about Maryland? What can you say about Maryland?
I would say that Maryland is a really good place to be. I mean, like every state, every city, we have our ups and downs, but it's a really good place to live. But I think I'm ready to go experience more of the world, go see what's out there, more experiences, different lifestyles, and I'm ready for all that up in New York.
When it comes to being up in New York and being in Syracuse, you were obviously a part of that huge visit where three verbal commits came to visit Syracuse officially, and then nine other potential commits came in to see Syracuse, and Syracuse left with all 12 verbally committing to the Orange at that time. What was that experience like on your official visit to see 100% of you feel that Syracuse is the right place?
Well, when we went up there, we went out a lot together, and as soon as we first got there, we were all connected, we were all bonding, and as days went by, well, not days, as time went by, we all realize that these are my brothers. This is where I need to be. I'm having fun with these guys. I want to be with these guys for the rest of my life, or the next 4 years at least. I can see myself here with them, playing football, great bonds, having great times. So when we were going up there, we actually started our own little group message to see what we were doing on Twitter. And we always made sure we tried to stay together, because every time we got together, somebody else was committing. Like, it was one time, Joel said, "Hey y'all, I'm going here next year. I can't help. I can't live no more. I'm going here next year." An hour later, I'm saying the same thing. And then the next day, Evan Foster saying the same thing. And as a unit, we just felt like that was a great move.
What was it about Syracuse that made you all come together and say, "I gotta go here"? I mean, I know you said that you all bonded individually and as a group came together and said, okay, we want to be around each other. But what made you all say that you want to be around each other at Syracuse?
Well, we all like the coaches. We all like the scheme of the new offense, because the majority of the players up there were offensive players. Well, the players I was with were offensive players. And we liked how Coach Babers had everything set up. We liked our position coaches. And then we also liked the kids that were on campus. We liked the team that was there. We liked the kids who we seen when we had went out a couple nights. And it just seemed like a live place to be. It seemed like we could make history up there.
When you got around the coaches and you got to see them and see what this new era of Syracuse football is about, who are some of the coaches you really feel like you have built a strong bond with initially at this point?
Well, Coach Babers, he seemed like a real cool dude. I like the way Coach Babers talks to me. I like the game he spits to me. And I'm just ready to see if he can back that up, because I know Coach Babers has a great statistical history of putting receivers in the NFL, and I actually played quarterback at Douglas, and I was safety for maybe a half a year. Thank you. And I'm going to be able to play receiver, so I like to be one of his receivers he put in the NFL. And Coach McCloud, he seems like he's a good dude. He seems like he's going to have me on the right track, because I know a couple times I was up there, he sent my phone away, I'm like, I'm eating. What am I really doing? And I understand why she's telling me it now. Like, it's all about the respect thing. I thought I could just chill, be on my phone, eat. But I realized I had some coaches at the table, had to make conversation, and it was just for the best.
When you have a moment like that, when you said, like Kim McLeod said, put the phone away, you know, people are trying to talk with you here, and like you said, you just thought you're sitting down eating, you're on the phone, you're not bothering anybody. What does that mean to you, a moment like that where you have a coach that's telling you, you know what, even though we're eating right now, put the phone away, it's time for us to be around each other. Does that have a special meaning to you? Did that kind of make you take a step back and look at it?
Yes, sir. It's definitely like, Coach McLeod looking after me. He doesn't want to see me do any bad. He wants me to be the most respectful person ever. It's like he created character for myself. So him telling me to put the phone away while I'm just eating, it's him saying, we want to talk business with you. We want to create this bond with you. We want you part of our family. And I just really respected that.
Coming in as marked down as a safety, though, and you talk about Dino Babers and putting wide receivers in the NFL and bringing up Kim McLeod, the wide receivers coach, is there talk that you're going to be on the offensive side? What have you kind of heard at this point?
I actually signed as a receiver.
So you signed with the team as a wide receiver?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you played safety, you played quarterback. What is your experience as a receiver in high school?
Well, we run a triple offense, so the ball is always in my hands. I also did punt returns. I didn't do kick returns because I'd be right back on the field after that. But yeah, punt returns weren't too bad. And I actually played on some 7-on-7s at receiver, but my thing is we never had a backup quarterback who knew as much as I did because I started all 4 years as a freshman. And quarterback's my primary position. Like I said, I only played safety this 1 year because we always had other safeties that played. So I feel like if you just put the ball in my hands, it should just be the same as playing quarterback for a triple option. And, of course, over time, through these next couple of months, I'm going to be working on my footwork, working on my route running, so I can be sharp when I get up to the Syracuse.
When you look at the offense from Dino Babers and that high-powered orange is the new fast, wanting to get out there and wanting to run, what can you say about your comfortability in an offense that's meant to be fast and obviously get a lot of players out there doing different things that you're not going to typically see every team do? How comfortable are you in a fast-paced offense like the one that Dino Babers is looking at running?
Well, I'm fine with that because I never came on the field anyway, so getting tired isn't really a thing for me. I also run track, so my biggest thing is being fast. Like, when I went up there, I asked my host who's the fastest person on the team because I'm going to want to be faster than him. Speed is my thing. Like, without speed, I feel like you're nothing. Like, as the game grows, as you go from the youth club to high school to college to the NFL, the game just gets faster and faster. So I have to get faster and faster as I go along with the game.
Now, Southern states, especially the state of Florida, known for putting together fast wide receivers and fast defensive backs. You're up in Maryland. What can you say about your speed and the speed of the game that you have pushed yourself to play in Maryland when the normal consensus is that, oh, it's a Southern thing, it's a Florida thing? What can you say about speed in Maryland and your speed specifically?
Well, I know Southern schools are a lot faster than Northern schools because they have proper training. They have more heat than us, so they have more speed work than us. But the way I see it is, if I'm going to be able to compete on the next level, I have to be able to compete with these Southern kids. Like, I understand I run a 4.44 40, but that's just average in college. So I have to drop my 40 time. I get faster and faster every week. So I'm preparing myself to play with faster kids, but I think that should be the goal of everyone. Because running a 4.44 isn't going to be the same when you're in the NFL or when you're in college.
Not just your speed, but your overall game at wide receiver. Tell me what your biggest attributes are. What do you do well as a wide receiver?
I think I'm a good ball tracker. Like, majority of the time, I like going up for the ball. I can also create space. I can create my own space if I need to. But once you put me in a one-on-one situation, it's just me and some other corner. Like, it's just who's man enough, who's going to get the ball? Is it going to be me or is it going to be him? And the drive that I have and the determination I have, 90% of the time is going to be me.
Playing safety, how much did that help you with your wide receiver game, knowing the position that's going to be opposite you in college?
I understood how safeties work. I had to understand defense. I had to understand releases of receivers. So it definitely helps a lot because I know who, where safeties and corners are going to be and what defense. So I know where all the holes are on the defense. And I know how tight they're going to play me, how much space they're going to give me when they're not pressing me. I just know I need to create my own space on the other side of the ball as a receiver.
And then as far as where you want to work the most, Devin, we're looking at the wide receiver position. What are some of those things that you really want to get better at and make sure you work on between now, since you've signed with Syracuse, and the time that you report to Syracuse in late June?
Definitely my route running, because I have pretty nice footwork because of the drills I had to do as a quarterback, but I haven't really ran routes. I only ran routes over the summer. I never had to do it over the season because, again, I had no quarterback to throw the ball to me. So my route running will be worked on the most over these next couple of months.
Playing quarterback, I want to go into that a little bit for you, Devin. Moving to wide receiver when it comes to coming into Syracuse and that first practice coming in as a wide receiver, but you've obviously had experience as quarterback. How does that help you as a wide receiver? Because like you said, you got to work on your route running, but as a quarterback, you got to make sure that you get that ball out and that you can hit players that are running their route. So what does being a quarterback do for you to kind of help you as you move forward as a wide receiver?
Well, I know as a quarterback how when I would throw the ball to a receiver or when I felt like I needed to throw the ball to a receiver. So when I'm yelling at my receiver telling them to do this and do that, I have to make sure that I'm doing the same thing when I move to receiver. So if I'm telling them that as soon as I'm on my third step, I'm going to let the ball go and it should be right there and they need to snap their head back around, I need to make sure that I'm doing that as well. So not just able to coach it, but actually being able to do it myself.
With this offense that Dino Babers is looking to run, what can you say about it as far as what you know about it? How would you define this offense that you're going to be a part of very soon?
I can define it as being unstoppable because it's so many changes that happen within the play. It's very hard to cover it. So my only word I can just say is unstoppable. It ran right and ran correctly against the right defense, and it's not too many right defenses that can stop it. I just think it's an unstoppable offense.
Now, you having experience as a quarterback and then coming in as a wide receiver, what can you say about your role? Do you feel like you're going to be put in potential option situations or a direct snap? Is there anything like that you've heard of from the staff that you might be involved with?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be in some type of passing package or have some other package where I'm meant to throw the ball while I'll be in the backfield. And that's fine with me because that's my home motto. Like, I'm a quarterback. And it's going to come natural. I might practice it in practice. I might just work on it occasionally when I'm not practicing because I know it's coming soon.
Coming in as the only wide receiver in the 2016 class, what does that mean to you, and what do you feel is on your shoulders bringing in the only wide receiver being you for this class?
I definitely feel special because, like you said, I'm the only receiver coming in for the class. But I also feel like I have something to live up to. Like, if I'm the only receiver, then I better be very good if I'm going to be the only receiver coming in. And I know I'm going to have to work hard against the guys that's already up there. But when I was already with the receivers up there, they seemed like they're cool. They seemed like they just want to win. So no matter how they do it, they just want a national championship just like I do.
Who are some of the receivers that you got to build a relationship with that are already at Syracuse? Who are some of the guys you got to be around?
I honestly cannot remember their names because when we were out, I wasn't really calling them by their names. I was just like, hey, bruh, or just saying, whatever. Like, when I was up there, my host was Dante. And he was real cool. He just seemed like me. He was real chill. He ain't getting in no trouble. He wasn't wild. He was just a cool dude to be around.
What can you say about Dante Strickland? I know you said he's chill, he's a cool dude, kind of relaxed, not getting himself in trouble. What can you say about your interaction with him while you were up at Syracuse on your official?
Well, as they put the recruits with their host, many of the hosts said my recruit's just like me, my recruit's just like me. And when I was with Dante, me and him just chilling, we're doing the same thing. We might not be in the same room, but we were doing the same thing at the same time, but we were acting the same way. So I'm like, he's real cool. He's just like me in some type of way. So I look forward to playing with him one day.
Now,
actually, after I committed, I sent him the video of me on TV committing, and he was proud of me, saying he can't wait for me to come up there and grind with him.
when you think about the fact that in this offense, Dante had been an H-back, had been kind of a little bit of every, being a running back and a wide receiver under the old coaching staff, the potential to maybe be that again. What can you say about being in the same backfield as Dante if that were to happen?
Would definitely be a threat because Dante's a good player, and I've seen a couple, not much, but I've seen a little bit of footage on him from what he did last year, and he was definitely an impact on the team. So having both of them back there is only going to cause more trouble.
Devin, before I let you go, when you look at signing with Syracuse, and you know, obviously this staff had to come in quick and get things right and get players in as soon as they could, what can you say about your relationship with the staff? How close were you with them before they came to Syracuse? Did you have a relationship with them? Go into this Dino Babers staff, and if you truly knew them and had a relationship before Syracuse.
Well, when I was talking to the coaches, they're all like, we just got here 2 weeks ago. And I'm thinking, if y'all just got here in 2 weeks, and I'm one of the first people y'all looking at, I must mean something to y'all. And the way they talk to me, the way they're looking at my film, I'm just like, these guys really are interested in me. They really plan on using me in their offense. And they all seem like they'll help me become a better man in life. So not only will I be a better football player, but they teach me to be a better father, better husband, better brother, better son. And I just have a lot of respect for them, and I can't wait to build a bond with them.
So you didn't have a relationship with anybody on the staff before they got to Syracuse?
No, sir.
So to know that they got in, they walk in the door, they put their pen, they put their paper down, they sit there and they say, Devin Butler's one of the guys we have to go after. How much does that mean to you that you didn't have a relationship like other players did with some of the coaches when they were at Western Michigan or Bowling Green? So for this staff to reach out to you after not reaching out to you at their prior schools, what did that mean to you to know that you were one of those players that just stuck out to them from the Northeast?
I feel good because it's just like everybody there, everybody who knew of me there really liked me. Like when I'm getting there, the first coach I see is one of the defensive back coordinators or defensive back coach. And he said, Devin, how you doing? And I said, I'm good. I'm thinking, this is a DB coach. How does he know me? So he must have watched my film as well. And he was telling me, I'm glad I don't have to plan for you on Friday nights or Saturday nights, giving me a nightmare the next day. And I'm like, this dude really likes me. He must have watched the clip of my film. And Coach McLeod, he's up there. He's a very respectful man. And he's just telling me that he needs me. Like, I'm going to be his guy. I'm going to be his baby. Well, Coach Davis called me his baby. And because he really likes his receiver, so he called me his baby. And I was like, yeah, that's my coach. That's my man right there.
What can you say about Kim McLeod? And I know we talked about him a little bit, but what he has meant to you as far as your relationship with him so far, knowing that he's going to be your position coach for wide receivers?
Kind of reminds me of a dad, like a good stern father. Like, he's always going to keep me on the right track. I feel like I'm going to spend a lot more time with him developing myself as a man because just the way he is, he's just very, I wouldn't say strict, but he's stern. So not only will I be able to have fun with him, but in the same way, he'll be keeping me out of trouble. He'll be pointing me along the right path, and I just can't wait to spend some time with him.
And before we finish up here, Devin, to take a look at Syracuse fans, what do you want to say to Syracuse fans that are out there, that are hopeful, that have been waiting for some positivity? There's been some moments of grace, there's been some positive, there's been some good moments for Syracuse, but there's been ups and downs. What do you want to say to the Syracuse fans about the future of the Orange?
Well, I just want to thank them for letting me into the Syracuse family, and I promise you that I won't let you down because it wasn't any type of dumb choice of welcoming me into your school.
And for you, Devin, how would you define yourself? Who is Devin Butler, not just the player, not just the student, not just the son, but as a whole person? How would you describe Devin Butler? What is your mission statement?
My mission is to put myself in a better situation than I was growing up. So to get my family out of the neighborhood we live in, get ourselves a better circumstance. So I'm very driven, determined, and I'm very dedicated to what I do. I don't have tolerance for being number two. I always want to be number one. If I'm not number one, then it doesn't matter. Number two is always first to lose. So I'm determined to be number one. I'm determined to be great. I want to be the best I can be at wherever I'm at, my position, my school, wherever.
I have to ask you about this because you posted it up on Twitter and you pinned it. When recruiting process and you're finally signed tomorrow, you put that up. And I mean, I'm watching it right now in the studio while we're talking. So, I mean, you got some moves out there, man. I respect that.
I'm in there for when the recruiting process is over and you finally sign tomorrow. Because it's been very stressful. And I'm happy that I found a home. I found family with Syracuse.
So,
and that just shows how excited I am to get up there.
So is this, I mean, the guys like to get it going, and I know Dino Babers has that personality and that fire. So are you going to be one of those guys to lead the team and dance at the beginning of the game? Are you going to be one of the hype men, so to speak?
It's possible. Probably not my first couple games, but when I get comfortable up there, when I build the bond, well, it might be my first couple games, but however my bond feels with my team, however they look at me as a player, that's who I will be. So if I'm up there dancing like Odell, I'm be up there dancing like Odell. If I'm up giving a speech like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, I'm be giving a speech like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed.
I'm going to tell it to you like this. You know, if I need to promote and do some type of commercial, some video commercial for a Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, I might have to get you with a couple of your favorite people and get you out there. Maybe you're the front man for this. So.
That's cool with me. I got a lot of kids like me in my school.
All right. Well, you know, all I'm saying is some respectable moves out there, man. I mean, you make people stop and say, okay, let's have some fun. I watched it. You know what? I'm going to watch that. Every time I get pissed off, I'm going to watch that video, and it's going to take me to a better place. So I give you credit for that. It's funny, but it's relaxed, so I give you respect for that.
Thank you a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. So you keep dancing all the way to Syracuse. I know you got a little bit of time here before you get over there, and I'd love to have you back on the show so we can catch up in your process. And so hopefully I will be talking to you soon. Okay, Devin?
All right, cool. Thank you.